Okay, well, man, these 2 days, 3 days, whatever, 2.5, I don't know. They've flown, haven't they? Hasn't it gone so fast? It's been crazy. I can't believe how fast this has gone. But man, I've loved these times of worship together. Are you thankful for this team that just led us? I mean, seriously. So grateful for them, and I love your guys. You're excellent at what you do, of course. But more than that, I love that you are worshipers. I love your heart for Jesus. I love your heart for his church. I love seeing you just engage with people as well. And that's what we're called to do, right? We're called to be in relationship with each other. We're the body of Christ, right? And that means we're connected to one another, as we've been talking about the last couple days. And so the last couple days, we've been diving into, I feel like, a lot of heart, a lot of more. It's not that it hasn't been practical. Hopefully it has. Has it been practical? Has anything been practical for you guys? I hope there's things that you can act on and actually apply to your lives, to your leadership, to your churches. Absolutely, that's my prayer, because my prayer is that you guys would have something you can take away from this thing and apply immediately. But there's today's session, what I wanted to do is be a little less teachy and a little bit more practical, a little bit more application. I also want to give you guys some tools. I thought it'd be fun just to give you some practical tools that hopefully can help you. And because I know how it is when you're a worship leader, when you're on a worship team and the local church, you're trying to just figure it out. One of the pastors, was it Sal? Yeah, Sal was just saying to me, like, they're in a growing church. They're seeing God do amazing things, right? But he was just like, hey, what help can you give me? Because we don't know how to do anything. You know what I mean? And it's kind of like, well, that's not necessarily true, right? You know how to do some things, right? But you don't know how to do everything. And I don't either, right? But praise God that there are resources out there. There are things out there. There's more resources than ever, but sometimes that can even be overwhelming. So I guess I just wanted to share with you guys some practical things that we utilize at our church, some things that have helped us move forward. And now I will say that our systems and all that sort of stuff is so much more robust than it was 25 years ago when I started, right? So but the values that led us to those resources were the same 25 years ago, okay? Does that make sense? Like, you may not have the same resources right now, but if you apply values that matter to your church, that matter to your team, then over time the resources will come, okay? So I'd love to just share some resources and things with you guys today, and I hope this will be helpful. I thought it would also be fun just to show you guys a couple little things just from my church. And YouTube is a great source. I've learned a lot of things from YouTube. I learned how to fix my car on YouTube. I've learned how to do all sorts of things that I shouldn't be messing with. Electrical work. Like, I should not be doing electrical work. I told you guys about my siding days, but I've done it. I've done it because of YouTube. You know, YouTube gives us confidence. Just a real quick fun thing, if you want to hop on at all to YouTube and check out some things. I told you guys about my family video that we did, videos back in quarantine. So if you look up Goss Family Quarantunes on YouTube, you'll find our family. So I'll see you a little bit.
Walking down
All right, so I'm not going to show you the whole thing. You guys can check that out. But I thought it was fun. I just thought I'd show you my family a little bit, show you that little thing. Actually, we've been doing this thing at our church since quarantine called A Song and a Prayer. And basically what we've been doing is every morning, you know, we post a video, not us as a family, but our church, of a worship leader and a campus pastor just doing a little five-minute thing, and it's like a little short song just on our iPhone. We record it, and then the campus pastor gets on and just shares a little word from the Lord and a prayer, just a Bible verse, that sort of thing, just to help people in their devotionals, like, start their day. And that's been such a cool way. It's such a simple way to show up for people when they're not showing up at church. Does that make sense? Like, we have to meet people sometimes where they're at, and that connection might cause them to go, well, maybe I will show up now. Or they may not invite someone to church, but they'll send a link. They'll say, hey, this thing really meant a lot to me, or would you check this out? So I think don't underestimate the power of, like, shareable things like that little video that we did. We did a song and a prayer a couple months ago. And my little one, Everly, I asked Isabella, she was home for the weekend, and we were like, hey, why don't you sing this one with us? And little Everly pulled up a stool, and she just decided to join us for this thing. And she's the cutest in the whole world. I know some of you disagree. I saw you holding your babies, but mine's the cutest. All right. So, yeah, okay. I told you she was the sweetest, right? Isn't that so funny? I love the whole time that we're like, but the funny thing is I've been to your churches and I've seen some of you do that same thing when the worship leader's singing. You're not singing that. You're like, I'm not singing this part. She was just like. You're like, I'm so glad I met you. Chorus came up, my part's on. All right, I'm leading that verse. Come on, I've seen you. I've been to your church. All right, so that's the Goss Family Quarantunes. All right, so you can check that out. There's lots of stuff on there that's fun. Our church, if you look up LCBC Worship on YouTube, you'll find our YouTube channel. And there's a bunch of different things. If you go into then the playlists, there's different things. But the Rise was an Easter EP that we did a few years ago. And we actually did, so this is kind of fun. When we pull all of our worship leaders together, all my worship leaders come into our central offices about once a month. You know, we want to actually apply this idea of let's not give up meeting together. You know, it's super important that we do that off the stage as well. So we do this as our staff, and then I also encourage my worship teams to do this too. I'm like, hey, you guys should have off the stage moments where you get together just with your team and you spend some time worshiping together, because I think that's super important. But we ended up recording some of these things. This is actually a hymn that I rewrote. Oh, yeah, this is a commercial. I'm too cheap to pay for the non-subscription version. So I'm going to skip ahead to show you. Wrote a little chorus to go along with this. So, yeah, what I'll say is real quickly, I just wanted to show that to you for a couple of reasons. Number one, super simple. We just all got together and we just sang together. And we decided just to bring a video camera in and capture that moment as well. And what you don't realize as you're looking at this is, there are production people sitting in there. There are our creative teams sitting in there. There are graphic designers sitting in there. Not everybody sitting in there was musicians, you know? And I think it's important that we break that barrier between the stage and the tech booth. I think it's really important that we remind each other that we are all worship leaders, that we are all worshipers, that we're all on the same team, that we're family. And moments like that just do really amazing things for your team. So I would just encourage you to have those moments. And I will say, as you get into LCBC worship stuff on if you listen to any of our music on Apple Music or Spotify or anything like that, if there are any original songs of ours that you guys want resources for, we will give everything that we have for free. We'll give you charts, we'll give you tracks and loops, we'll give you all that sort of stuff. So all you have to do is reach out to me. You can take down my email, mattgoss@lcbcchurch.com. mattgoss@lcbcchurch.com. And if you send a request, we'll send you and let us know if you want it in a certain key, if you want it in a guy key and a girl key. We'll resource your different things that way. So happy to share those resources with you. lcbcchurch.com is our website as well. But if you get on YouTube or any of those things, you can find some of our songs. Let me show you quickly. There's two other things on YouTube that we've done. One is LCBC production. And what we started to do, this is brand new for us, but we started to both compile playlists of practical tips and tools for production people, right? And we've also started to do some of our own training as well, which is really fun. So if you go into the playlist, when you show up there, you'll end up on home, but then you go to playlists, and this is where you can, if you go to view, here's audio training, you can view full playlist, and then there's all these things, how to mic a drum kit, kick drums, mixing a snare drum, how to mix a snare drum. So there's some of those things that are there. There's Pro Presenter tutorials, how to run weekend graphics, MIDI and Pro 7 setup, so that's like time code sync stuff. There's all these resources that are here, and these are our guys teaching here how to import and edit themes.
Hey everyone, Chris here. Today I'm going to be talking all about themes. So themes are essentially a template that you can use in different scenarios.
So it's one of my tech guys that's just getting on there and doing some teaching and training. So I want to make that available to you guys. All that stuff is available for free for you. Also, we also created another one, and it's LCBC Musicians. LCBC Musicians. Here are some of the playlists. We have, for our We Are Lives record, we actually have our music director, Jeff, is a drummer. And he actually did some drum tutorials. All right. And I think he breaks it down, talks through sections, that sort of stuff. So that's one thing. But beyond that, We have, here's piano notes. So our, sorry. My child don't need you. I know that. Okay. So I don't want to do this. I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. So this will show you. We did a special song called Left It in the Water. All right, so what he did is, like, one of our music directors, he got on and just recorded him playing that, and you can see exactly the voicings and stuff that he's using on that, which is fun. I wanted to go to view full playlist. That's it. Okay, there we go. So here is what he's done, piano playthrough, key of D. Pretty cool, right? I still don't know how to play it like him after I watched that, though. I told him that one time. I was like, after he posted one of these, I was like, hey, I love that you're doing that, but could you just do one that, like, imagine I was playing it. It's like, imagine I was playing it, and then I need you to do that one. But there are some piano ones on there. There's vocal stuff. Okay. Number one, this is her just talking through how to use our different vocal resources. This is how to dial in an in-ear mix for vocals. With another commercial, sorry. Okay, I'm glad it's just not like a Viagra ad or something.
Your own voice. Make sure you show up to rehearsal, warmed up, and ready to sing the same way that you're going to sing on the weekend. That way you get a great in-ear monitor mixing experience right from the start. The next place is the preamp, and that's typically controlled by your front of house engineer or your worship leader. Next place is the PAC or AVM master volume.
So she's talking through signal flow, gain structure, all of those things. So those things are going to help you. You may think that they don't matter, but they do. And even having a basic understanding of those things will help you do a better job of figuring out how to. If you can't hear right, you can't sing right. You can't. If you can't hear right, you can't sing right. If you can't hear right, you can't play right. Okay? Oftentimes, one of the mistakes that I see happen, a lot of times someone's maybe overplaying a little bit or playing too much, and it's because I ask them then, hey, what do you have in your mix? And they're like, well, just myself and click. And I'm like, well, yeah, you can't, you're not hearing the rest of the band, you know? So how can you play? It's a team sport. You know, you're not like just running around kicking a soccer ball by yourself. You know, there's other team members that are part of this thing, and we have to learn how to play together. Those are the kind of things that are available on our YouTube stuff for LCBC musicians. So feel free to dive into that stuff. Is this helpful? I hope this is some practical things for you guys. Also, Steve, yesterday you said that there was a like a band intake form that you have, you know, for auditions, and I know when you in his session yesterday he kind of broke down this idea of auditions, and it really isn't as scary as you think it is. There's in any it's more of an interview, it's more of an assessment. Like you just want to assess and figure out, is this person gifted? Does this person love Jesus? You know, are they going to be a fit on our team? You know, we've actually had music majors that aren't a fit on our team. Because maybe if they come in and we're singing like, praise, give him praise, give him praise, and they're an opera singer, praise, give him praise, it's not going to fit our style, you know? You can sing really well, right? But is it going to be authentic, right? So, you have to also see if it's a fit. But we do have an intake form as well. So if you, and we've made it super simple. It's like go to lcbcband.com. So we wanted to create just an easy link, lcbcband.com, and it takes them to this website. And then it has a contact us about interesting, about serving form. Then it's just their name, email, phone number, which campus you'd like to serve, and then comments. So that's the first, like, hey, just get to know us kind of thing. So that's one thing. And we also had these little cards made with, like, QR codes, and we have them at the right up on the stage. So if somebody comes up to us and says, hey, I'm interested in being in the band, we're like, hold on a second. And we go, we get a QR code, and we hand it to them. And we say, hey, check this out, and you can apply for that online. So that's just our version of that. So lcbcband.com, if you get in there, you can at least see that that initial intake form. When we plan our worship sets out, we just use basically like a Google Sheets thing here, and this has been helpful for us. We have all of our different series on here. Get Your Mind Right was the series we were just in. So this has helped us. And it's a super inexpensive, it's a free thing available to you. And this gives everybody who's on the team access. So what we do for our worship leaders, we post this, and when it's turned, so you'll notice this is in black over here. That's because it's not been confirmed yet. It doesn't turn green till it's confirmed. Like, and that's just a simple way for us to let our team know these songs are actually confirmed for that weekend. Another tool that we use is Planning Center, and if you haven't used Planning Center, I would highly recommend it. How many of you do use Planning Center? Okay, so a lot of you do. Some of you do not. I believe there are all sorts of different priced plans, you know, and I think they try to make it as affordable as possible. But I thought it would be interesting just to show you quickly like one of our Planning Center. Sorry. Okay, like this one, June 1st and 2nd. So first of all, we use this for scheduling. So we're able to send out invites for people based on their positions. Okay, there are some declines that happens. We also send out an email about a month in advance asking people to get into Planning Center and log in and block out dates for the next month. So we know, hey, they're already not available, so we can start thinking through people's schedules and what our holes are going to be. But we have every position on here. And then we list our order. And we go through this, and we have the start of the gathering. But then for everything, every song, we list the key that it's in. And then there are 15 resources on this. Now, it wasn't like this when we first started. When we first started, we would just put lyrics, a chart, and an MP3, right? But our resourcing has gotten more robust over time. So now... here are just some of the different resources that we have on here. So you have lyrics. We have list all those BGV parts. That girl Allison that did that video. So she is on my central team, and she actually records harmony parts for every song that we do, and bounces out a mix so that you can hear that part. So like, with it a little bit louder. So if you click on that and you're singing, so for those that aren't as good at harmonies, that's helped us get them to learn it and lock into it, you know? So you have the individual parts, and then she also bounced one out that has all the harmonies on it, so you can hear them, how they work together. We use standardized charting. We create all of our own charts, actually. And it's just chords with slashes, and then we have rhythms like this when we want the whole band, like, boom, boom. You know, has that, it just gets the band to know what those hits are. If there's anything different, there's a break right there. It says, like, it has that whole note, you know? I'm a very visual person, and there are patterns in music. So the way that it's helped me memorize is I will look through, and I'll be like, okay, you're starting to see a pattern in this song. You get to see that chord progression, and if 9 times out of 10, verse 1 and verse 2 are going to be very similar. There might be a different chord or something. So I just kind of go, okay, mental note, there's a different chord second time through. You know what I mean? So once you learn verse 1 and chorus 1, you've kind of learned the song. You know what I mean? So memorizing doesn't have to be quite as hard as you might think it is, but I can't tell you enough how important. So what we do at our church, we say we give people these resources a week and a half ahead of rehearsal. And then I expect them to come to rehearsal knowing the song, knowing their part, right? So we can rehearse together. But then on the weekend when we show up to play, I expect them to be memorized musically. Now, we do have a confidence monitor in the back for lyrics, and that's been really helpful for us. That can be a projector that you throw in the back that's showing the same thing that the rest of the church is seeing. Or it can show you like a lead line, that sort of thing, or it could be a TV that you put down in the front of the stage, something like that. Because lyrics are one of those things. I mean, if you aren't leading well with lyrics, the people can't follow. So I found that's one of those things that we have. But I don't like music stands personally, and I don't like having them just in front. Because when you're like this, if you're just looking down the whole time, you're not able to engage people. And you're not able to actually really worship, right? So for us, we ask people to memorize. So that's something that we do. But you can't memorize if you don't get your stuff early. You know what I mean? So part of that is making sure we're getting them the resources early enough. So those are some of the values, right? Then we have the song. We have the song with click track. And then we have different parts. So I know that your church probably doesn't have people that are going to create all of these things, right? Or do you? Does everyone have that? Okay. So what I will say is there are some things out there, and if I were starting a church tomorrow, I would immediately sign up for this thing called multitracks.com. And they have a lot of great resources. All of that sort of stuff, they have harmonies. They have guitar parts. They have, like, the instrument louder. They have tracks that you can supplement your band and play to. It's the actual tracks that were played on the record, and you can choose what key that you want it in. So that can help fill out your band, and that can help you just lock in and take you to another level of excellence. They have different bundles. This one's super expensive, but yet it's not. Like, it's $135 a month, and I know that sounds crazy, but what it involves is you're able to use tracks on, like, I think, unlimited songs. It gives you their playback app that you're able to use for playback. It includes licensing for songs. It's integrated with Planning Center and Pro Presenter, so it gives you lyrics, and you can have them timed with the thing. So there's all sorts of resources like that. And if you can hire a staff person for $1,500 a year to do all of those things. Like, when you think about it in that, and once again, I don't even use them, so I have no skin in the game. I'm just saying there are things out there. They have different packages, too. They have a rehearsal bundle, a live bundle. Those are like $30 a month. So there's different price points. So I just wanted to show you a couple resources like that. I hope that's helpful. Is this helpful? Okay, good. So, all right, the next thing I'd like to do today is I would love to bring the band back up, because I want to use them as my guinea pigs, and I want us to have some fun together. You guys with me? You doing okay? Good. Okay, so what I wanted to be able to do is kind of lead through some moments with the band, and I want you guys to, this is interactive, okay? So I want you to be doing some critical listening. I'm going to ask them to do some things and then have you guys respond to it. Okay, so we're going to start at the top of a worship set. Do you guys have an opening song that you can do?
Yeah, we'll go back.
Oh, sorry. Okay, this is Amazing Grace. Great.
Hi, good morning. We're going to worship together.
Okay, hold on.
You're not worshiping. Okay.
Okay. He didn't do a lot of work to draw you in, right? Or bring you into the moment or prepare you to worship or anything like that, right?
I'm trying not to take any of this personally right now.
Okay, all right. But how many times do we do that? We just get up and we're like, hey, everybody. Welcome. We're like, glad you're here or something. And like, glad you're here and stuff. Why don't you stand because we're going to sing or something. You know, and that happens when we haven't given any thought to our welcome, right? When we just walk up and we're like, oh, yeah, everyone's sitting. I guess I need to get them to stand, right? Or we have to start somehow. We have to give thought to these things, right? So sometimes we just kick in and we do what I like to lovingly call a yelcome.
Yeah.
So let's try that real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You're trying to unlearn everything we've learned, right?
He's trying to fix it while I'm... Okay. All right.
Hey, good morning, everybody. So glad that you're here. I really want you to enter into worship today. Come on, I want you to stand up to your feet. I want to tell you, there's a psalm that really talks about this. It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Okay. Great. Okay.
I don't know.
All right. So, all right. Talk to me. What did you experience? The music was louder than the voice. And guess who gets blamed for that moment? The sound guy, right? The
Joe,
sound guy.
Really, you need to get it together.
Or girl. Joe, come on. What were you doing, right? This is what happens is, like, they're trying to do this, and everyone's like, have you ever seen this? Like, so the person's sitting there, they're like, and they're, like, looking back, like, throwing their hands up at the sound person, like it's their fault. And the whole time, the band is going 100 miles an hour, and the worship leader might not know, because in his ears, he might hear his voice fine, right? But out here, it's not translating, and we haven't thought through that. So, I don't want to say that we shouldn't do full band intros, because I think we can, but you have to arrange in a way. So, okay, this time through, what I want you guys to do, I want you to do the same thing in some ways, but I want you to just do, I want you to play just four on the floor, and do, and I want you guys to kind of, I want you to do more like open chords, right? Create a little bit of space. You do the welcome over that, and then when you get everybody up, then you can kick in a little bit more. And okay. Let's try that.
Good morning. How you doing? Are you ready to worship today? All right. You know, Psalm 100 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Can we do that? Come on, let's stand up together. You want to? Yeah, practice with me. Come on, just stand up. All righty, here we go. Come on, put your hands together. All right, yeah.
All right, all right. Okay, that was better. What was better about it? Everything complemented one another, right? Right? And that was an energetic way to start. You can still start with energy and have it still feel, it was still also worshipful. You know, you shared some scripture, you gave me context for what we were about to do together and the fact that we're about to worship together. I thought that was great. And just by having the band literally just kind of hanging there a little bit, getting that kick going, like that kind of automatically started drawing us in and getting us ready. And then you were able to do that welcome. And that was a great way to get in that song. And then I love that you kicked in and actually played the intro, right? So just added a little bit of space on the front of that song. Yeah. So you see how all of that works together, right? So let's try another version. So I like to call that the yelcome. All right, but if you're going to do a yelcome, make sure there's not too much going on in the band, you know, so that you're not actually yelling, right? Okay, I want to try a swelcome.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we're so glad you're here today. I just invite you to stand to your feet, and we're going to worship together. You're not standing. I don't know why. Why are you not standing? We're trying to worship.
Okay, good. All right, nice. So, similar problem as the full band playing, right? Like, you had that opening energy, right? But then you couldn't hear him. Yeah. There is a way to still do a more tasteful swelcome, right? Yeah. So why don't we try that? You could swell in and then actually have it kind of die down a little bit as you while keys continue, right?
Hey, we're so glad to see you this morning. Good morning. Are you ready to worship God? It's such a beautiful day outside, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Yeah, so you get the, and then they can kick into the song, right? So similar idea, but a better representation of it, right? So we have a welcome, we have a yelkum, we have a swelcum. All right, this is such a good session, guys. This is fun. Are you having fun? Okay, good. Okay, so here's another one, too. That first time you did a welcome, you were a little more somber, right? So, and that was exaggerated, right? But there's another thing, too, that I've seen happen, and sometimes it's okay to start this way. But I've noticed this with a lot of my worship leaders. Like when we'll do a reverse flow set where it's like we're starting maybe with a slower song or a mid tempo song. We're not starting with praise, and we want to ramp up the set. But your energy up front and your welcome doesn't have to be like a funeral, either. Like because sometimes like when people welcome, I notice they're like, man, guys, like I don't know what you brought in here today.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know what you're carrying, what weight you're carrying today. And I'm like sitting there and I'm like, I wasn't until you just started talking. Now I feel depressed. So like it's okay for us to be joyful and hopeful while authentic, right? Like and you can even do that in a way. Like, you could kind of be like, hey, why don't you, here, do like a swelcum for me that then dies down, okay? And then, like, let's just say we're going to go into, great are you, Lord. Okay? So go ahead and do that swelcum for me. Hey, guys, welcome. We are so glad that you're here to worship with us today. I believe that God is good. I believe he said in his word that wherever two or three are gathered in his name, that there he is also. So we believe he's actually here. And that should change the way that we worship. That should change the way that we sing to him today. And some of you are in here and you had a great week. And some, you're struggling a little bit. But either way, we're going to sing together. And we're going to meet with God in this space. Would you stand and sing with me? So you can give voice to both, right? Is that helpful? Like, you know, it's, but your posture doesn't have to be like, oh man, like yeah, guys, right. You know, have a joyful, confident, humble approach and welcome people. And, you know,
we like to say, we tell our team that you are the thermostat, not the thermometer. Mm.
Yeah. That's good. Cool. So, also another, just, this is not, I mean, this is it's just a basic thing, but smile.
There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is really here today. We won't be quiet.
Okay. All right, so.
That was a wrestle, man. That was.
I bet. Did that feel authentic or not? Do you want what they have?
You don't want our joy?
Do you want their joy? Have you ever been guilty of this?
Oh, boy.
Right? So in the same way, there's also, like, we were singing this song last night, Nothing Else, mm-hmm. Right? On the other side, like, your face should match what you're singing, too. Like, if I was singing, if you can give me the key of A. Give me a D then. No, wait, sorry. Give me an A. I'm sorry. Yeah, go up to the D, right? Oh, no, B minor. I'm sorry. You know, like, when I'm... Right? What are the words? Sorry, I forgot the words. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. When I've just gone through the motions, I'm sorry. When I just sang another song, take me back to where we start. That's inauthentic too, right? My face isn't matching what I'm singing about, right? So we have to be authentic in our presentation. How you present matters. And I know there's a piece of that where it's like, man, should I smile if I'm not feeling joyful? Well, I'm pretty sure the Bible says we're supposed to bring a sacrifice of praise.
There you go.
Right? And maybe you should choose joy in that moment. Maybe because God's worth doesn't change just because you don't feel like it. Right? So you can still demonstrate faithfulness and you can demonstrate joy. You can step into that and be faithful. I don't think it's fake. I think it's faithful.
Yeah.
Okay? So just remember that. Another thing, let's try this. Go to the end of that song, This is Amazing Grace, right?
All that you've done for me, all that you've done for me, all that you've done for me.
And we want to bless you. I hope you have a great day. Bye. God bless you. You're dismissed. Is that right? I don't know. I don't know how to do it.
Okay, good. Okay. So have any of you done that before? You dismiss while like the band's just going 100 miles an hour and people are like, wait, are we supposed to?
They feel like you're supposed to stay engaged.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So that does happen. It's okay. So let's try that again, but maybe like break it down, do a breakdown ending, but keep the band going.
Yeah.
Okay.
That you've done for me. All that you've done for me, all that you've done for me.
Hey, we're so glad that you joined us today. We hope to see you next week. God bless you. You're dismissed.
Okay, good, good. Okay, so talk to me. I feel better, right? These are all things that you guys can practice at rehearsal. You know what I mean? You don't have to just try it live. You know, you could, like, I would encourage you to do some of this stuff with your team and practice and try these things, try these transitions, try the ins and outs. I think a lot of times we end up practicing things in segments. We'll practice this song. We'll practice that song. We'll practice this other song or this, you know, but then we don't feel how they all flow and how those things go, or even a welcome like that, where you're like, hey, let's practice this welcome. Or like you were saying yesterday in your session, practicing our prayers, you know, but like we don't have to just, you know, you were saying yesterday, it doesn't have to be an inauthentic, like, I'm praying now, pray, I'm praying, I'm still praying, and I'm almost done praying, you know. You can pray in the moment. God, thank you for this rehearsal, and thank you for this time together, and thank you, God, for our team and for what's going to happen. Thanks for the people that are about to come in this room. We're so grateful in Jesus' name. You know, you can still pray in the moment and have that be a very authentic thing for your team, right?
Yep.
But practice your prayers. Yep. Practice your welcomes. Practice your swelcomes and your yelcomes, all of those things. Your tags. Here's another one. Like you guys were doing, I loved in the set today where you did that song, Great is Your Faithfulness. And then it was such a natural transition to do Great Are You, Lord. You know, and that's such an amazing bridge and tag. But you didn't have to do the whole song.
Right.
You know, I think I loved how you demonstrated even this morning. Like you can do that other song. And then tie in a tag like that where you ended that. Great is your... What's key were you in?
This is G. Yeah.
Great is your faithfulness to me. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts...
That was such a great moment, right? Like, there's a difference between just singing songs and creating moments.
Yeah.
There's a difference between singing songs and creating moments, and that you can create moments in worship that all flow together, that you think through a theme that you want to plan the worship set around. Like, sometimes we're like, well, I don't know what the pastor's going to talk about, so I guess I'll just throw some songs together, you know? Well, you don't have to know what they're going to talk about to know where you want to take people in worship.
That's right.
Right? You can actually be thoughtful and take some, you know, be thoughtful in your planning, you know, in your preparation. You know, and also, like, I've heard people say, like, well, I love just being able to just flow in the moment and see what the Holy Spirit's going to do, and that's great. The Holy Spirit can definitely inspire you in the moment, but he can also inspire you in your planning.
Amen. Come on, preach.
Both can happen, you know? And sometimes it's like the more prepared you are as a team, if you say, hey, as I was praying through this set, I was sensing that the Lord might want us to go into this all the earth will shout your praise tag, but I might be feeling a hymn in that moment. So just be, band, why don't you be willing, ready to go with me? Because I might do that instead. Because you could have easily gone out of, great is your faithfulness to me. Oh, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy... Right?
Yeah, yeah.
If you know the chords, yeah.
I know.
No, I'm just kidding. You know, or great is your faithfulness to me. You're such a great God. You're a good God. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, right? Just being ready for those little tag moments. And you could have a couple of those in your back pocket, right? If you like to be more spontaneous, if you like to feel the moment a little bit more or see what you feel the Holy Spirit doing in that moment, have a couple in your back pocket and let your band know where you might be going.
That's right.
And your lyric person, right, Joe?
Yeah.
That's always helpful. That way, you don't have the person in that worship moment then being like, like, you know, giving the stank eye to the lyric person. All right. So that's another great way. And what I loved right there, when I just started singing, you know, sometimes we don't know how to do those transitions well. But just staying on the one chord and then going to a sus chord. Just do that a little bit real quick. As we end a song, just staying in this moment. And even if you just want to, just as you're practicing at home, like, or just like have something like this going and be like, oh God, I love you. I'm so thankful for the cross. I'm thankful for the cross, Jesus. Thank you for your love. Sing your prayers to God, right? You can stay in a moment and just sing your prayers in that way. If you wait until you get on stage to try it there, that's where you're going to, it's going to go like this. Try that. Like, you know, like. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, Lord Jesus. Like, you're you know, because you don't know. You know, you're going to, it's going to be true. It's going to be a real prayer that you're praying. So practice that. Practice your worship in private, you know.
That's right.
That way you're prepared in public. Okay.
I'm not gonna be able to get that out of my head now.
Oh,
the weeping.
Guys, one time, I'm not kidding. Like, one time I was leading worship for communion, and our senior pastor asked for this like obscure, like older worship song that I didn't really know that well. But I learned it. Like, I prepared. But I sat down, and it was one of those moments. It was like I'd never seen this song before. And I was like, I don't even know if I know how to sing anything. And I just remember I was just like, I did that very, I was like, oh. I was trying to find the melody. I was like, oh. I was like trying every interval, you know? And then I was like, and then I literally looked out at the crowd and I was just like, I have no idea how this song goes. And then I was like, I said, can someone start singing it? And then they all just went,
ha, 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 ha. Nobody knew it. Nobody
and they just stared at me. They didn't help me at all. So then thankfully, the Holy Spirit came upon me, and I was like, oh, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name. And I was like, okay, thank you. Like, but I did not have it. I was like, nope. So anyway, we all have those moments. And honestly, those moments, like, you know what was good about that moment? I didn't do this. I didn't go, oh. Like, I didn't run off the stage crying, right? Like, it's not about you. And it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to fail in front of your people, right? Because that shows you, that shows them that you're human. You know, and it's okay to look at them and be like, I have no idea how this song goes. Sorry. Or like if your band starts this song and it's kind of a train wreck, you know, and you're like, I don't know. It's okay to just be like, whoa, hold on. Let's stop for a second. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that I steward this moment well. You know, it's okay to say, hey, can we get a second shot at starting that again? And you know what? The entire, they're going to be like, yes, let's do that again. You know, they're not sitting there hoping that you'll just plow through.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. So it's okay to take a break, take a breather. All right. Take a knee once in a while. Right. Okay. So song tags, we talked about intros, outros. Transitions. Let me talk through this real quick. I believe that worship sets live and die in the transitions. They live and die in the transitions. So oftentimes we think, yeah, these are the right songs for this worship set, but we don't think how they're going to flow together, right? So if you're going to come out of that song, This Is Amazing Grace, and let's just say you were going to go into What a Beautiful Name.
Okay, we're going to go
for and do it like
with a nice pause without any.
Yeah, just do it. If you like you just listen to the MP3, practice the MP3, and then just played it like that.
All that you've done for me, all that you've done for me, all that you've done for me. You were the Word in the beginning.
Alright. Okay, you're laughing, but I've been to your church.
I was playing with my music between the two.
I've been to your church. Guys, okay, you're all gonna hate me. I've been to my church when we've done that. You know what I mean? I've been to my church when we've done that. Okay, let's talk about a couple things. Let me ask you, what could they do differently? At our churches, we'll actually create a bigger intro into a slower song,
yep,
just to make a transition out of a number one song into a three song better, right? So, like, let's just say, let's try this real quick. Like, you end that song, and then I want you to actually try like a bigger intro.
Okay.
Right. So let's just pretend that only the band can hear him.
All right. Here we go. So let's just do that outro.
And where drums will cut out then.
Yep. I want to do the outro. Let's just do half as much of the outro. We don't need to do the whole progression.
Okay.
For the sake of time. So one, two, three, four.
Hey Dane, can you talk louder?
Did for me.
Alright, big finish, here we go. One, two, three, four, crack.
Shout out. Praise God. Praise God.
Come on, let's give the Lord praise.
There you go.
Amen.
Bring it down. You're a little
welcome
bit.
To give God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Two, down, one, two, three, four. One more time through that instrumental. Three, now keep it up, give it up. Now go up to the one and hold the one.
Now she started right on the downbeat, but yeah. she could have waited another
could have established.
Bars.
Yeah. And maybe that wasn't the best example of a one song to a three song. Like I might not pair those songs together or do it exactly like that. But the value of maybe you could increase some of the arrangement around the front part. So a lot of times what I'll say to the band is like, a lot of songs nowadays start super soft,
down,
and then you get that chorus, and then there's like a turnaround in the second, like before the second verse after the chorus.
With the octave jump.
Yeah, exactly. But what I often say to people, to the band, is, hey, let's play the interlude that happens between chorus one and verse two as the intro. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, just to give us a bigger intro into that song, and then we can break it down and did it, and that'll help that transition from that one song to the other. And the other is like, man, you end that song, you like let's actually do more of a lead that moment, and can you tie where you were to where you're going?
Yeah.
All right, okay. So without that, without the instrumental,
without the instrumental,
just a regular one,
so then do a crossfade, mm-hmm. and maybe also a swell in. Like you can also maybe swell into that new key. You know what I mean? And that can help us reestablish.
All right, I'll give this. I'm going to give it to Rita. Your turn, Rita.
Oh,
all right, so you're just going to basically intro your song while we're doing that crossover.
All right. All right, so as for the outro, just the half bar. So one, two, three, four.
I picked it. One, two, three.
Lord, we thank you.
Bring it down, keep, and then go ahead and change the keys, and then change the pad, and then give us a little swell when he's changing that.
Thank you, Lord, that you are the name above all names. You are greater. You are so worthy, Lord. You are powerful, and you are our all in all, Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Cool, good, yeah. So, real quick, she didn't preach a sermon, right? Sometimes I think we feel like we have to, like, preach this whole message before the song.
Yeah.
And we don't need to do that. We just need to fill in the gaps and fill in the blanks and help people, like, help lead people through the moments, right? Yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Yep.
That's a great idea.
Yep.
Yeah, do a tag of the previous song slower, like out of time. That's a great way to slow that down. Good stuff. Okay. Some other things that I just feel like are important for us to talk through. Playing under prayers. Cassio, you're so good, you know, and like you're so tasteful in what you're doing. One of the things that can, so what I want you to do is maybe like if I were to do a spoken word moment, if I were going to try to lead a moment, maybe play what was the second song you guys did today? Great is your
promises. Yeah.
Oh, promises. There was one that had like a more of a piano hook, right?
Oh, Waymaker. Yeah. Ba, ba, ba,
ba. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The intro. Let's have him do the intro to Waymaker.
Waymaker, yeah. Okay. Can you play the intro to Waymaker? So if I was trying to talk to you right now, and I'm trying to lead us in a moment while he's playing. If you play too much of the melody, I'm no longer listening to what is being said. Now I'm like, I worship you. Like my head, the ADD in me takes over,
yes.
Right? So now, let's just say you can still go into that. Hey guys, like, let's just focus our hearts in this moment. Let's be thinking through what all that God's done for us. He makes a way when there seems to be no way. You see, he's simplified what he's doing, right? And the pad is doing a lot of the work, right? He's just playing super simple, and that creates a great space for me to be able to share, and I'm not feeling like I'm having to talk over it too much. Does that make sense? So simple. Keep it simple. Yeah. All right? Yeah, don't always play the hook. Okay, another thing, too, that can help in that is mixing the pad a little thicker, yep. Right? Yeah, do you see how that feels like just literally by, it changes the atmosphere in the room. It's kind of amazing, like just those, if he could just follow me around as I do my devotions, that would be awesome. And sometimes too, like, do you guys play under like host moments?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have like standard chord progressions that you use for that?
Yeah, we're usually using the chord progressions of the last song we finished. So we finish the song, and then the host comes up, and we go back into a more fun groove of the same song.
Okay, well, how's
most
that feel?
Of the time. So, if we do Waymaker? Well, yeah, so if we did Waymaker, we would do a kind of a more fun groove of that. So let's say we do the end of...
we're doing Waymaker because that's Joe's favorite song.
Yeah, exactly.
We found that out.
This has gone out to Joe.
Yeah, you guys should all send her versions of Waymaker.
Yes. that is who you are.
That is who you are.
Let's do it.
We want just the chorus progression.
Yeah, so we finish the song, right? So we. This is swell out on the D.
Yeah,
huh?
So swell on the D.
Yeah. Host is coming up, right?
Yeah.
And then we start playing again.
Man, what a great time in worship together, guys. Man, I love this time that we get to spend together. When we are in God's presence, when we are just at his feet, telling him that we love him, right? We're so grateful for these times. And man, I'm glad to see you today. One of the things that we do every week when we're together is we check in. We check in just that lets us know who you are, and that lets us stay connected to you, all right? Another thing that we love to do when we're together is we like to give. We love to give God the first 10% of everything that he's given to us. He's done so much for us, and we just want to freely give back to him. That's what we do. So you see how what they're playing just kind of keeps the energy up and keeps that. Yeah, so that's kind of a good, that's a cool feel. Awesome. Hey, so just a couple other just quick tips and tricks. Like, you know, I remember years ago watching this Paul Balazs, DVD series. He used to have this DVD series on, like, modern worship stuff. And there was one where he, in the guitar one, where the guitar player was this killer guitar player. But he actually sat out on the one verse where he didn't play on the verse. And then he came in on the chorus. And I remember Paul looking over at him. And he's like, hey, I noticed you didn't play something on that verse. You know, and he was like, yeah, I just wanted to get out of the way. To create a little bit more space for the vocal, and then I felt like I could come back in on that chorus and add a lift. And so Paul looks over at the guitar player, and I just remember he's like, wow, so sometimes the best thing to play is nothing at all? What a concept.
Yep.
Okay, just because you have an instrument in your hand doesn't mean you have to play it the whole time.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, doesn't mean you have to play it the whole time. Do the right thing for the song. And the right thing for the moment, okay?
Yeah.
And, like, let's actually just demonstrate, like, a little bit of... Like, let's just do the verse of Waymaker.
Okay.
Okay? And, guys, just give me a little demonstration of... what overplaying might sound like.
I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in the midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here.
Okay, yeah. You don't want people's favorite part of the song to be when you stop. Okay? Always leave them wanting more, right? Create space, create dynamics in songs. And sometimes that's literally just by just being sensitive. You know what I mean? And even, like, for Steve, just something very simple. Even if in that first verse, let's just, you guys play the normal thing, but just Steve, you, I just want you to just strum almost like you do.
Three, four.
You are here. Moving in on this, I worship you.
Okay, real quick. So what happens is, I think a lot of times, especially for new guitar players, you're already not feeling super confident in your ability to play. So you're doing what feels natural to you, and that can also be your strumming a little too much on that. So maybe you can't finger pick the way, like you would probably finger pick that, right?
Yeah.
He'd probably do something like that, right? Maybe you don't feel comfortable doing that. You just play whole notes.
Yeah, just try that. We call that playing diamonds. So
playing
what
diamonds.
We mean, we say that is, it a diamond is basically when you're doing bring and you let that ring out. So the whole note's going to be,
you are here, moving in on me.
And band, support that.
Worship you. I worship you. You are here, you're working in this place. I worship you, I worship you.
Maybe you start strumming a little here.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah.
So, like, you need to play to your own ability.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not asking you to do something that's... like that, sometimes you just need to simplify what you're doing to create a little bit more space. Lyrics. Those who are providing lyrics, what I always encourage our lyric operators to do is I say, hey, can you make sure you're leading us in the songs and not following?
Yeah.
If or even if you're just bringing it up while it's time, that's too late. So what I encourage our lyric people to do is, like, while I'm singing that last song, or that last line of that song, you can flip it then, because I've already read that line.
Yep.
We've already read that line, and then you're helping lead worship. You're helping move us forward, okay? But in their defense, it's good for us to let them know what the order of the song is ahead of time, so they're not guessing. They're going to follow if they don't know, if we haven't done our job to let them know what they don't know, right?
Yep.
Okay, so that's another thing that's important, lyrics leading. Also, we have to help our sound people out by our mic technique, right? Because if you're trying to sing, if they're trying to mix you and turn you up, but you're holding your mic down here, it's going to feed back. You are here. And they're like, why can't I hear you? There's a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, these are very directional. You got to... You are here. I've seen people do this too.
Yes. You are here.
Yeah. Right? Well, that's the rapper hold.
Because they want to be
right there.
Right. Rapper, the rapper hold.
Right. It doesn't sound good if you're singing like this, though.
Yeah.
Right? You want to sing like this. You want to sing, it almost having it touch your chin. You are here. You are here. You are here. You are here. Hear the difference? It didn't go that far, right? Working in this, working in. It's like, why does that sound so thin? Well, I'm not singing into the capsule, right? So it's important that we use proper mic technique. That will help your sound person
absolutely
in huge ways, right? And also, like, it is okay to use some mic technique and be like, you are here. Like, if I'm going to go for it, like, don't be like, you are, you know, you don't want to just overdo it either. You are here working in this. You practice with that. Practice with the mic so you feel that, okay? All right. Some of the things, too, that you were talking about, I want to encourage you to lead, not just sing. Okay, lead. Steve's done a masterful job this week. What are some things that he's done to lead us and not just sing songs? He directed us with words. Yes, absolutely. You can. We can sometimes just. You did that multiple times during that first or during that second song. You were like, "Come on, just sing this with me."
Yeah.
Like, just let's make this our prayer. Let's do. So it's just those little things that just encourage people. It makes me want to sing with you.
Yeah.
When you invite me into it, when you're inviting me in and you're being thoughtful in those things. Like, hey, sing this out. Like, just little something like that. I've watched it happen where you see someone who's just watching, right? And then I'll be like, hey, come on, sing that out. Then then I'll just see them, he wants me to participate, right? Because we invited, you invite people into it. And you mentioned yesterday in your talk, like you said, forward and
forward and
bigger, right?
Big, yeah, right. Up and forward. That's what
up and forward. Yeah, like if you're gonna raise your hands, don't like, you know what I mean? Like just like that. Maybe that's if you're in worship, that's okay. Maybe you're just doing this sort of thing or this. But when you're on stage, if your goal is to model worship and then make it bigger so that you encourage others to go there too. If you're going to clap, be like, come on, guys, let's get clapping, you know? Get people engaged with your body language as well, because that's important too. Okay, guys, I don't want to keep... We could keep you all day, but was this fun? Was this helpful? Good, good.